the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The gospel of this blessed Sunday, the first Sunday of Kiak, yes, still we are the 29th of Hathor, but because Kiak has to have four Sundays, then today the reading is from the reading of the first Sunday of Kiak. The whole month of Kiak, the readings is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. Starts today with the Annunciation, with the birth of St. John the Baptist. In the Gospel of this day, we hear that the Scripture is describing Zacharias as being a priest before God, while he was serving as priest before God. It surprises us that it tells a priest before God, because maybe we know without saying that being a priest means that he serves before God. But actually, this is not always the case. There are some people sometimes who they consider themselves as serving before anyone but God. It is all applied on all of us, in wherever we are, whatever we do. I should always think of myself being as whom I am before God. Being a husband, not before my wife, but before God. Being a wife, before God. Being a student, being a deacon, being a priest, everyone always should think of himself, I am servant before God. It makes great difference when we think about it this way. How this makes it different when we are serving, we're living as before God, not before anybody else. The first thing that makes a difference is the accountability. I am accountable before God and God alone. Maybe a lot of things people do not see. Maybe a husband will be very faithful before his wife, before her eyes. But when we come to reality, if I am accountable only before my wife, it's easy maybe to satisfy her or make her feel good that I'm a faithful husband. But when it comes as I'm being accountable before God, this is totally different story. A student or a person who is studying, this is his work. Sometimes he assumes that he is accountable only before his parents. Whenever they go to his room, then he tries to open the book to make himself look like he is studying, to make them feel happy that he is doing his work, his part. But this is not how we should be thinking of ourselves. We are accountable before God, wasting time doing nothing and just pretending that we are doing our jobs is not how we serve before God. It all, in everyday today life, I have to think of myself, whom I am accountable before. If I am accountable before God, then I go with His rules. Something very important also, which rules we go with. We might have our own rules that make us feel good about ourselves or make us to be approved by others. If I am accountable before God, then I go with His rules, what He is expecting me to do, what He is waiting from me to fulfill. The second point that is different in those people who serve before God, that they should care only about His approval. I serve in wherever I am, seeking God's approval. St. Paul made it very clear to the Galatians when he said, "For though I know, I now persuade men or God." He was asking them, "What then you expect me to do? Should I go and persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." In his mind, he is servant, an apostle, as an apostle before God. He is seeking God's approval, not the men's approval. How many pressures fall on those people who are in the service? An apostle or a bishop or a priest. Everyone wants to run the church the way he likes through the priest. And if the priest does not yield to whatever he is asking him to do, then he is not doing the part. Everything is going wrong. Everything is amiss. St. Paul made it very clear to the Galatians, I am not going to go this way. Am I going to persuade men seeking their approval? I do what my conscience would tell me to do, what the Holy Spirit in me instructs me to do. It is the same also applied to us. Looking at a father or a mother in their houses, are we going to persuade our children, make them happy, even on the expense of the commandment of God? Under the pressure from the children, sometimes parents, they yield and make something maybe it is not God's will. We do not seek His approval here. I want my children to be happy and think of me good, even if what I am approving them to do is not God's will. If I am servant before God, it's totally different whom I am seeking His approval. Another point is different also with those people who are considering themselves servant before God, that even if not appreciated by others, they still work and they never stop working. St. Paul, he made this also very known to the people of Corinth. He said to them, "And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved." It's very unfortunate when someone is serving, doing his very best, is not appreciated by the people whom he is serving. Maybe you find this applied also in the family. A mother is doing his very best. She is neither approved by her husband nor appreciated by her children. Very unfortunate. But being a servant before God, this makes her always to continue working. I cannot stop. Even the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved, I will still work. This is not going to hinder me from doing what I am requested to do. It is totally different aspect in looking at things. Sometimes people, they think of, I will be working as much as I am appreciated. I will be doing to my family as much as they are paying back to me. I will be serving my congregation as much as the congregation appreciates me. This is not the way people who are serving before God live their lives. It doesn't matter. It will be well and good if a father or a mother appreciated by their children. If not, I will still be working, serving, sacrificing, loving them, even if this love is not returned back. Another point also that is different with the people who are servant before God, that they find in Him alone refuge, and from Him they receive support. When they are troubled by pressure from everywhere, they look upon the one whom they are serving. Because my eyes is always upon Him, then in Him I find refuge. Whenever things are going wrong, whenever troubles are added to each other, then we raise our eyes to the mountains from where our help will come. If my eyes are not fixed on Him, then in time of trouble, I will be so much disturbed. I don't know from where to get support, from where I find refuge. If I am servant before God, I always find in Him, the one I put my heart upon, I will find in Him refuge, and from Him we receive support. Also, when I am servant before God, I know that the work is only concluded when the chief shepherd appears. A very important landmark here, when the work is concluded. It is concluded when either I meet Him up in heaven or He meets us here on earth. And St. Peter said this when he said, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Compare this to the people who are serving before men and not before God. They easily at any time, they can quit what they are doing. We give up, it's not working, it's not, nothing is coming out of it. I am done. What are you talking about? How can you be say, I am done being a father, I am done being a mother, I am done being a servant? You are called to work, you receive your reward from the chief shepherd. But if we are not serving this way, then it is totally different story. St. Peter is instructing the people, keep your eyes up to heaven, from where your reward will come. Keep working until the chief shepherd appears, and from him you will receive the crown of glory. Another point that is also different in the life of those people who are serving before God, they always pay attention to his holy name that is called upon them. Always in their mind that I am a Christian person. I represent him in whatever I am doing. Am I representing my master in my house? I am representing him in my community. Am I representing him in my church? Or I am living whatever I think of myself. It is totally different when we serve my brethren as servant before God, not before men. Life totally changed. Our endurance, our patience, our struggle, all of this will be different. Also, we will never lose hope, or our joy will be taken away from our hearts. Maybe sometimes we find problems, we find difficulties, but at the end of the day, we put our trust in him because we are servants to him. Zacharias was one of those people who was counted as priest before God, not before men, not before himself, not before his wife. He was giving his servants in the hand of the one who will reward him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.